In Atlanta, the Georgia Supreme Court ruled today that the use of the electric chair violates the state constitution because it amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Attorneys who brought the legal challenge argue that electrocution is painful and inhumane. The court agreed in a 4-3 decision. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The state Supreme Court ruled that death by electrocution involves more than carrying out justice, that it inflicts purposeless physical violence and needless mutilation. The court said this manner of capital punishment, quote, with its specter of excruciating pain and certainty of cooked brains and blistered bodies, violates the prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. The issue was brought before the court on behalf of two defendants, one charged with 4 murders, the other convicted of murder and rape. Stephen Bright, director of the Southern Center for Human Rights, argued the case last summer using audio tapes and graphic photos of what bodies looked like after electrocution.
As the court noticed, in every case, even when the electrocution went off as it was supposed to, there was mutilation of the body, severe burns. Electrocution is really the modern-day equivalent of burning someone at the stake, and our argument was that that kind of mutilation of the body is just simply not acceptable in modern society.
Bright called today's decision a historic one. He said the electric chair has been a source of degradation and humiliation in Georgia's criminal justice system for too long. 441 people have been put to death in the electric chair since 1924, when hanging was outlawed. Most of those executed have been African Americans. Attorneys for the state argued that electrocution is legally acceptable, that a person being electrocuted is not able to feel pain. Georgia Attorney General Thurbert Baker said he is extremely disappointed in the ruling.
You know, this court has had these type cases and the very same issues before it on any number of occasions in the recent past, and have found those cases to be wanting in terms of reasons to overthrow the statute. Yet in this opinion today, they have thrown electrocution out with basically no new evidence or no new input on these cases.
The Attorney General agreed with dissenting justices, who wrote that this ruling does not reflect the evolving standards of the people of Georgia, but rather the evolving opinions of the majority of the court. Since the Supreme Court has the final say in interpreting the state constitution, Baker said no further appeal can be taken. In anticipation of the ruling, the Georgia legislature passed a law allowing for a change to lethal injection if the courts ban the electric chair. Officials have already created new procedures and trained personnel in the use of lethal injection. Mike Light, spokesman for the Department of Corrections, said he is prepared to carry out the court's order.
The electric chair can be removed from the death chamber. In its place will bolt down a gurney. Everything else is already in place at the facility, so it will be a very short changeover.
128 men and one woman are currently on death row in Georgia. Only 2 states still use the electric chair as the sole means of execution, Alabama and Nebraska. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.